Baseballs are flying out of major league ballparks at a record pace this summer. We talked about this earlier in the season, but let's get an update on what's happening. Hitters from the American and National Leagues have already blasted more than 4,000 home runs, and if they keep that pace up, they'll break the record set back in 2000. That year, there were 5,693 home runs. So what's behind this season's power surge? Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Hi there, Mike.
Hello.
So what is the explanation for this surge?
Well, the balls themselves, I wouldn't say they're juiced, but some pitchers are complaining that the seams on them are really low. You can't get a good grip. Okay, I'll put that aside and say maybe that's something. But here's what's really going on. There are advanced statistics and advanced ways to analyze a player's swing. And so now they're able to calculate the swing velocity. And just simple physics, a ball will leave the park when the player swings harder. Now, if you adjust your swing, so not only are you swinging harder, but you're swinging with an uppercut, balls will leave the park in greater number. And that seems to have taken hold throughout baseball. There's been a slight change in philosophy, a change in coaching at the minor league levels. Players are encouraged to uppercut. Strikeouts are not as anathema as they once were. And so we're getting this confluence of, you know, big, huge players swinging fast, swinging the right way, not worrying about strikeouts. Boom, the balls are leaving the park.
Okay, so it's not the pitcher's fault then. I mean, is there anything that they can do to compensate?
Yeah, I guess they could walk guys. No, probably not. I mean, this is because pitchers aren't, if you look at the ERAs and the pitching statistics, they're not terrible. You know, they're not as bad as they were during that PED era when the explanation for home runs, the plausible explanation, was just that batters had bulked up and were sort of superhuman monsters.
The asterisk era, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, so one player who's getting a lot of attention for his home runs is Giancarlo Stanton of Miami. He's having a really great season. Tell us more about him.
Yeah, he just hit, not yesterday, but he just hit 6 home runs in a row, and he has 44, and he's on a pace to hit 60. Now, if he does, that'll tie Babe Ruth, but of course, in the record books, there are 5 other names ahead of him, Roger Maris with 61. And then that trio of PED-inflected players from the late 90s, early 2000s, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, and you know, all of them, McGwire admitted to doing home runs, McGwire admitted to doing steroids or performance enhancing. Answers. You know, Bonds did too. People will say, no, he never admitted to knowingly taking it. Yes, he admitted to applying a substance called the cream on himself. He said he didn't know what was in the cream, but it was a performance enhancer. So he has admitted to performance enhancing drugs. And, you know, tests later revealed that Sosa also cheated by taking PED. So, you know, Stanton could be the first guy with 60 home runs since Ruth and Maris.
Wow. Well, that's here and now. Sports analyst Mike Pesca. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.